Leave of absence and apologies. We have, we have the second week.
Liz McQueen.
Liz?
Yeah, that's her name, apology.
So Liz is the apology, it was moved by.
Councillor Lee, second one, Councillor Armstrong.
Got that ready?
Yep.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Acknowledgement of country, I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Presentations, I believe there is none. Declaration of peculiar interest. Declaration of non-peculiar interest. Also none. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Somebody move. Councillor Armstrong. Sinclair. Discussion, questions? Everybody fond of the minutes from the previous meeting? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Business arising from minutes, if none. Correspondence, I don't believe there's any in this meeting. Matters of urgency, I don't believe you've had any.
No.
Right. Notices of motions and decision motions, I don't believe there's any of those either. Chairman's minute, I have a short spiel if you could give me. I'd like to start by thanking you all to be here today, our last board meeting for 2020. 2020 has been a tumultuous year. January saw Goldfields Water enact an emergency restriction following unprecedented demand on our system and faults at our Arrow pump station. This was followed by the devastating loss of a valued and long-serving employee, Jamie Gordon. His loss is still felt today, and I encourage you to keep his family in your thoughts. And all of you and our staff who have lost family and friends this year as we approach the festive season. The COVID-19 pandemic continued to challenge and test us as Goldfields Water Board and impacts on the staff and our customers. We navigated our way through unprecedented times, learning new technologies and ways of getting the job done to ensure Goldfields Water operated, as close to normal operations as possible, noting ever-changing restrictions. The customer survey demonstrated our commitment to the successful operation of Goldfields Water delivering quality water. Commendable customer service and delivery of services to the wider community. These results have shown the dedication and professionalism of our organisation, and one that should be celebrated by all. Excuse me. There have been many achievements throughout the year, and although I won't detail each one, I am comforted to know that Goldfields Water is in the safe hands led by us as the board, and importantly our adaptable, professional and dedicated staff who strive to make a difference to the community. Despite all of this, we have reached the end of the 2020, ready to face a new year, new capital works programs and a refreshed outlook that 2021 will bring after some much needed rest and relaxation with those most important to us. I would like to extend my thanks to each of you for your commitment and leadership through a challenging year. I hope you and your families have an enjoyable Christmas and wish you all the best for 2021. Thank you. Now, we need to move into confidential.
In the confidential section, there's three reports, with the first report being the supply of liquid alum and the resolution being that the board accept the offer of Nowra Chemicals Pty Ltd for the supply of liquid alum for a fixed period of 12 months commencing December 2020 in accordance with the REROC tendering evaluation process. The second report was tender recommendation Old Juyong Water Treatment Plant Demolition Contract 07-2020. That the board accept the offer for contract 07-2020 for the Old Juyong Water Treatment Plant Demolition to AGH Demolition and Asbestos Removal, PTYLTD, for the tendered amount of $646,151, including GST, and two, approve the revised budget estimate as per financial impact statement. The third report was the Rose Hill to Harden additional 2.7 kilometre pipeline replacement, and the resolution was A, receive the information provided within this report, B, proceed with the compulsory acquisition process for a 6 metre wide easement through the property 237 Kalinga Mines Road, Begin Begin, New South Wales 2787, approve the general manager or his her delegate to submit an acquisition notice to the relevant government department and or minister. D, approve the general manager or his her delegate to issue the proposed acquisition notice stating Goldenfields Water's intention to acquire the land within 90 days. And E, approve the general manager or his her delegate to engage TCM Civil PTYLTD to complete the provisional item for the lump sum cost of $979,259, excluding GST, for works within the private property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager.
58.
Page 58, the next agenda item, which is the Council Investments. Somebody move and second.
So moved.
Councillor McCann, Councillor Sinclair. The Council's recommendation is that the report detailing Council investments as of 30 December 2020 be received and noted. I'd just like to make a comment. I'd like to see Michelle retain a 405% rating. See how long you keep that up.
Too much longer.
No. Any comment, discussions?
Can I just ask, I'm assuming it means not rated. There's two banks there, the Police Credit Union of South Australia and Military Bank, both have an NR, is it not rated?
Yeah, generally credit unions and those sort of institutions don't get the ratings like a normal bank does, which is why we have a limited percentage that we can actually invest in the unrated. They're still an authorised deposit taking institution, but they're unrated.
It's a shame, good credit, they're good interest rates. Yeah.
Any further comments or questions? If not, we're all in favour. Passed. Next agenda item, I believe, is page 62. Is the progress report on capital works expenditure. Somebody like to move.
Sorry.
Councillor Armstrong.
Councillor Callow, second.
Councillor Callow. Council's Office of Recommendation is a report detailing Council's capital works program as of 30th November 2020 be received and noted. Questions, statements, comments?
I guess through the Chairman, it's pleasing to note the bottom right hand corner there, 45% of the capital works budget in that table is expended or committed.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the end of November too, yeah. So 5 months in.
Mm. Good to see. Mm. Okay, there's no comments, all those in favour?
Aye.
Next agenda item is page 64, the policy review. Somebody move?
So moved.
Armstrong, seconded.
Second.
Simply, thank you. Council's Office of Recommendation is that the board rescinds CP017, Gathering Information Policy, that the board rescinds CP030, Public Interest Disclosure Policy. Dot point three, that the board adopts PP024, Fraud and Corruption Prevention Policy. Any questions or comments, statements?
I move the recommendation.
Second.
Straightforward. Sorry, yeah. It's all straightforward. I think it's just replacing.
We have a move in the second.
Sorry?
We have a move.
I thought we did, Councillor Armstrong, Councillor Simpson. Well, no comments? All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. 72, correct?
Yep.
The next agenda item is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee report. Somebody move. Thank you. Seconded by?
Oh, seconded.
Officer's recommendation is that the board receives and notes the minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee held on 26 November 2020. Any comments or questions? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Page 75, water production report.
I'll say it.
Thank you. Seconded?
Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Sinclair, Councillor Armstrong. Well, the council recommendation of the water production report we received and noted.
Clearly raining.
Yes, big reduction in sales.
I do believe our sales fluctuation fund may be impacted on.
Yeah. 23%, that's a big drop in sales, isn't it?
Yeah. Huge.
And it's probably it's going to continue on too if this weather predictions are right. So there'll be people trying to sell water to this.
Any further questions or comments regarding our production?
Just one question, just in terms of our operating costs, even though our water production levels are down, I guess, and subsequently our revenue is affected, there would be savings on the other side in reduced pumping costs. Does the reduced production of water equate to savings somewhere else within the network?
Yes, in a way. They're quite minor in terms of treatment process such as chemical and things like that. Our annual cost in that perspective is around that $200,000 mark for chemicals, so a reduction of around 20% of process. It's not, you won't notice too much of the same. Energy savings is probably the largest, however, the main cost, 50% of the cost is actually network charges, which is deemed as access charges, so the usage component of that is what we'll see in a reduction of
our actual. So there is a reduced production, effectively, not only it's just in the hip hop of our cash flow, but we're not going to be saying anything of it all. So it's just twice.
Yes.
If there's no further questions or comments, all those in favour?
Aye.
The next agenda item is the annual drinking water management system review. Somebody move and second. Councillor McCann. Councillor Norris. The recommendation is that the board review and accept the drinking water management system annual review. Just interesting to note, it's a legislative responsibility, I believe we have. Any questions or statements? All those in favour?
Aye.
Next item is Adrian Hill.
Yep.
The update on the installation of backflow prevention devices. Somebody move. The recommendation the board accept and note the information provided on this report. For some of the newer members that are not familiar with this, has been an ongoing issue for some time, especially with farmers that have got minimum pressure if their meter, we fit this backflow meter, and what it effectively does, cuts off their supply to their storage tanks, which are sometimes at an elevated height, but been through significant issues with some landholders. But the thing that really highlights concern to myself is the fact that there's a higher than expected rate of failure of these devices. And the updated ones an extra, $315. So in my opinion, we've got two real issues here. We can't be retrospective to every farmer around to put his own internal watering system in. We restrict his pressure at the meter, and the rest of his internal reticulation no longer works. That's one issue. The second issue is we have, I believe, replaced what some 1,347. We've got high failure rates, and we're going to suffer some indignation with the continuing failure of those devices.
That's something I might hand over to Sammy, but the idea of this report was to paint the picture where we're at this stage, and then we'll workshop some of those issues, particularly the hard ones, like there's the mention there about Thanarring Road, that will be solved when we do the new main and under pressure. Can't really put them on till then, but we do have, I think down the bottom there, there's 40 backflow devices that we've either had to remove or not put on because there's not enough pressure there. So we've had brief discussions about, you know, how we can accommodate that if we assist them or look at alternatives. Sometimes you can do the air gap, but it's how do you ensure that there's nothing between their tank and our meter, because a number of the sites we've been at, there's T connections all over the place to either troughs or other pipelines.
Is this an issue that other rural water authorities are having? Do we know? Have we heard from similar situation, or are we more advanced in our backflow?
I think we're more advanced. Like we indicated that back in 2016, a lot of water authorities put it on the property owner.
Oh, okay.
And then when you look at some of the city ones, they put in penalties as well too. And then I guess there's some that haven't even looked at it at this stage. But, you know, we're right at the end of it. We've got that main trunk to Young that we need to get underway. And that's something we've got to look at, like these devices, you know, it might be better money well spent putting the dearer device in and not going back and replacing a cheaper item. So I'll hand it to Sammy.
Through you, Mr. Chair. So as Aaron touched on, the slightly more expensive devices, we're hoping to see a higher pressure rating. With the install of the backflow devices, I think I've had in there the actual cost of the device was around $280. So the upper scale one would be around the $315. However, because the upper scale one can withhold higher pressures, we're hoping to not need as many pressure reducing valves. So in some areas of high pressure, we actually have to reduce the pressure prior to our backflow device. And that pressure reducing device is actually really quite expensive. So whether we can potentially put a more expensive backflow device in and reduce the need for as many pressure reducing devices could see us with quite a good cost savings. So when we looked at the hilltop section remaining, we estimated we'd need nearly 100 pressure reducing devices using the old backflow one. However, with the increased spec backflow device, we're hoping to only need around 40 to 60 of the pressure reducing devices. So we're actually seeing a cost savings in that area of going to the higher spec device. In other areas we've discussed with Griffith City Council, gave us some good feedback. They're another council that actually does the installs and the maintenance themselves. Because they're such a flatter area, they said they haven't incurred such a high failure rate as what we had. But they did say in some of their areas where they're getting those pressure fluctuations, they are seeing some of those failure rates. Because we're in a much more hilly area, we do a lot more pumping. And we have a lot of high pressure areas and low pressure areas. We do have a lot of those, we do have high failures. Unfortunately, we haven't received much back from the manufacturers in terms of why we're seeing these failures and whether they will come under some of their warranty. but going forward, we would look to be able, firstly, to determine the value rates that we got, we've done an audit of a small amount of our system. Going forward, we want to do an audit across the board, really. When we do our meter replacements, we'll go through and we'll do our backflow replacements and our testing, so we have a good understanding of failure rates and higher pressures versus lower pressures, and whether we need to change what processes we have in place in those different areas to, I guess, more strategically deal with that, whether we put the better devices in the high pressure areas and we have the lower devices in the lower areas, and just the most cost effective way to address the future of that.
So there's a twofold issue. It's our mains pressure that these devices can't handle, and we could put a pressure reducing valve in prior to a backflow meter. Then once that pressure's reduced, some of the farmers' internal reticulation system no longer work.
We don't see it too much in the high pressure areas, because even when we're reducing it, we reduce it down to 100 meters pressure. So that's still a substantial amount of pressure past the meter. The issues we're really seeing where we're having to remove devices is in the low pressure areas where they are only getting maybe 20 meters pressure, and then installing that device which knocks off 5 meters has a big impact. So it's not so much in the high pressure areas where we're installing the pressure reducing devices.
And when where you find those, the sites I've viewed is that our trunk follows almost the peak of the hill, and they then put the tank on top of the hill, and that's the issue. It's so close, and knocking 5 meters off just doesn't get the water into the tank.
Okay. The recommendation is that the board note the information, provide the report, and goes on to further say you're going to revisit this in February, aren't you?
Probably not February, sorry. Probably a bit after.
Okay.
Sorry.
I may have misread that.
Oh.
Then we'll workshop on the board.
Yeah. Any further questions or statements?
Just when one fails, do we replace it? Is that a form of capital renewal, or would we call that a maintenance issue?
Through the check, that would be a maintenance decision.
If there's no further comment, all those in favour?
Aye.
Carried.
That's the last report.
That was the last one. There you go. Page 91, the next meeting. The next meeting is council is scheduled to be held on Thursday, 25 February 2021 at 10 a.m. Do we need to move a second for that? I don't think so. Thank you. Declare the meeting closed at, is that 2 minutes to 11?
10:58.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.